Welcome, everybody. This is Susan Hyatt. I'm here with the illuminating Nona Jordan, who's in Hawaii. Hi, Nona.
Aloha, Susan.
Nona's in paradise, and we are thrilled to be here today talking with you guys about pricing. And one of the biggest questions Nona and I both get from coaches who are building their practices and putting their art out into the world is, how do I price this stuff? And it can seem a little overwhelming, but we have some simple tips that will help you guys feel confident or more confident about how you price your coaching art and bring that into the world. So,
amen.
Are you ready, Miss Nona?
I am ready. I'm ready. Yes.
She's locked and loaded. She's high on the perfume air in Hawaii, and I am sipping on a green juice. So here we go. The number one thing, so here's what happens, is that coaches tend to look around at what everyone else is charging, and a couple of things can happen. Either coaches in training think, well, I could never charge that, and so there's some compare and despair that comes up, or they might feel just very confused about what the quote-unquote right price is for the kinds of things that they want to bring into the world. So here's the thing. I think research is a wonderful thing. I'm a high quick start at a 9, but I'm also an 8 fact finder. And
oh, my
so
God. You are?
I am. Can you believe that? Isn't that the
no.
craziest combo in the world?
Wow.
Yes.
It is.
I like to joke that I jump with an arm tucked under my arm. Like, I'm like in action all the time, but I'm researching while I go. So I do like some research, and I do think it's interesting to just take a look around at the coaching horizon and see what others are doing. However, that needs to be in service to something that I think I would love to hear you talk on, Nona, because I love how you describe it. I think the body compass rules in this situation in terms of pricing. And so, yes, do some research and see what's going on, not just in the Martha Beck community, but out there in the bigger, wide world of the coaching arena. See what's happening. See if you can identify, you know, what's going on. Are people doing telecourses? You know, if they are they doing big open seating telecourses? Are they smaller things? See what feels good to you. And then always, always, always check in with your body compass on pricing. So, Nona, I'm going to turn it over to you on this.
Okay, so when I talk to people about body compass pricing, the thing is that if you're envisioning how much you're going to charge, so you're going to get money for a one-on-one coaching and say you're going to charge $10. So most people would check in with their body compass on that and probably feel pretty contracted and like it would engender a feeling of resentment. So that's too low, right? So I really recommend when people are looking at the body compass to really find that price point where you're vibrating really high at the top of your body compass and it's almost going to negative, meaning you're just right at the tipping point of where your energy can support the price point, because you really want to get to that point where you're comfortable charging higher prices. So you're going to charge that higher price, and within weeks, you'll be comfortable at that price point. And then, you know, when you're ready, you can make the leap to the next price point, you know, with the understanding and assumption that, you know, you want to hone your craft and at the same time be comfortable raising your prices accordingly as you become more comfortable coaching. So I think that's another point too that is really important. It's like your price point is not a final price point. You can always change it. And I think some people get really wrapped around that as well, that, oh my God, I'm going to set my price and then I'm never going to be able to change it.
Yeah.
And that's just not true. I mean, I've watched your coaching prices you know, go up over the years as your audience has grown. My price point has gone up over the years as my audience has grown, and that's, I think, a normal thing to do. So is there something in particular that you tell people? So say they tap into their body compass, and there they are. They've got the body compass, and they're like, oh, my gosh, the number is 175. And then they open their eyes, and they go, holy crap, I can't charge 175. So, right? So their mind instantly pops up with all the reasons why they can't actually follow their body compass. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's a couple of great things came up listening to you talk on this, is that absolutely I think that it's important to feel good about the price that you're charging, because if, and I have been there with this, if you charge too low because you think, oh, I'm going to price it super low so that lots of people want it, but then you really feel like, gosh, almost resentful that you're almost giving away the house, almost for free, that energy is translated. It does affect the way you talk about things, your marketing. And so I've also seen the opposite, where coaches want to believe that they should earn, and I'm using quotes around should, you know, a super high amount on their hourly rate, and they put it out there, but they don't really believe that they're capable of attracting that. So either way, either too low or too high can cause an energetic disconnect. And so what I love the way you described using the body compass, because you want to be challenging yourself and coaching yourself to align your mind with your body compass. So let's say, like you're saying, Nona, pick out 175. That feels good in your body. That feels very much in alignment. Mm-hmm. And your mind starts saying, you know, who do you think you are? No one's going to pay you that. There is some coaching that needs to happen, because it absolutely is all perspective. So, yes, both of ours rates and things that we've charged have gone up over the years because we're casting a wider net. We have a larger tribe following, and there is something to that. But I'll never forget, I had a phone call with Jeanette Ma. This was probably 5 years ago, and I was considering upping my rate about $25 an hour, and she was too, and I think Pam Slim was too. We were all three, like, thinking about, like, how are we, you know, we should raise our rates. We were feeling that tension of, okay, we've consistently attracted this price for a while. We were full, and feeling like, you know, based on just my experience level and what I'm bringing to the table, I really feel like more like this in my body. But my mind was going crazy with it, just like you are describing, Nona. And I'll never forget, I even floated the idea. I think at this point it was $175 an hour, and my husband was like, no one's going to pay that. I mean, and he's my biggest fan, but he was like, what? Like, who pays that? And I remember getting so mad. I'm like, stop it. So I'm not talking to you about this. I'm talking to my coaching mentors. And so Jeanette Ma, I can't even remember who it was, but she floated out some names. She goes, go Google this guy. Go Google this person. They're charging $100,000 a year to work with them. And it kind of opened, my perspective changed, because the research I was doing was only within a very small bubble. Mm-hmm. And I guess what research did do for me, yay fact finders, was it did help me think a new story about what people were offering and how much they were charging. And so there was quite a bit of coaching that went into me raising my rates. And I remember being terrified to do it, but in my body I fully believed that that's what I needed to do.
Right. Well, and what I love about what you said is that you found the evidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's ample evidence at every price point, from $10 to $2,000 to $100,000, there are takers. There are people who will pay that amount. And in fact, I would say that at the $150 level versus the $300 level, people who are willing and able to pay $300 an hour might be the ideal client for you, but they would not even be able to see you as a valid service provider at $150 an hour.
Sure.
Right?
That's actually what Jeanette said. Mm-hmm. That's actually what she said. And what I tell people now too, Nona, she said, you know, she had just been hired by someone pretty high profile. And she said, you know, he told me he almost didn't hire me because of my prices. And she said, I immediately thought, wait a minute, you think I'm charging too much? And he said, no, you don't charge enough. And I thought, I don't know that I want to work with someone who doesn't value their work more than this.
Right?
And I was like, what? So those two things from Jeanette helped me think different thoughts about what my body compass was already telling me.
Yes. And, you know, I want to tell a little story on the opposite end of that, because of when I first started, and since we are talking to cadets here, when I first started coaching, I had body-based priced my services at $125 an hour, which is pretty, you know, around the $100 level, I think is a pretty normal range in which new coaches work.
That's
what I think. And what I found was that I really couldn't get behind it. Like, I believed it, and I didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down one day, and I thought to myself, okay, so I know at some point I will charge $125 an hour, but right now what I want more than $125 an hour is to be busy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I lowered my price to $75 an hour with the full intent of getting comfortable being paid and filling up my practice.
Mm-hmm.
And within 3 months, and I got a lot of pushback from my cohort, like the people I knew in the LCT were like, no, you can't do that. You're worth so much more, da-da-da. I'm like, maybe so, but I'd rather be busy than be right.
Yeah.
And I lowered my price to $75 an hour, and I filled my practice, and within 3 months, my price was $150 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So because my intent was like, okay, I'm going to lower it because I can 1,000% get behind $75 an hour, but I will not stay there.
Right.
Like, and so, you know, I think that following your body compass, really doing what's right for you, not shoulding your prices mm-hmm. at the low end or the high end. But
yeah, because it's all energy. It is absolutely all energy, you know, if you're fearful around your price or resentful around your price, you're going to have extraordinarily disappointing results.
Yes. Absolutely.
And if you are feeling it's okay to feel a little like, oh, my goodness, here we go. But that's different than shackles on.
Yes.
That's very different than shackles
very,
on.
Very, very different. Absolutely.
And one point I want to make is that give yourself time to experiment with this, like Nona is talking about how she did at the beginning. I kind of did just this slow and steady increase over time, nothing really dramatic, until lately. And lately, I'm kind of taking I don't know, Nona, if you saw the Pharrell Williams interview with Oprah around his song Happy.
I sure did. It was awesome.
Oh. My God, we could talk for 2 hours about all the coaching lessons from that interview.
I know.
But one of the things he said was that when he was talking about where he gets his inspiration, he talked about in the shower and on airplanes, which I was thinking, me too. But the other thing he said right after that was that sometimes with his art, he will he'll do what he knows is going to be good, and then he'll do what he calls half-court shots, where he just throws the ball metaphorically from the half court and sees what happens.
Yeah.
And sometimes with pricing, after you guys are experimenting a little bit with it, it can feel like that. And if you can get, I think, in a non-attached place, which is not easy.
It's taken me
7 years in business to get to a place where I'm not attached to whether or not an offering and what I price it at works. I'm just throwing those half-court shots. Like, let's see. I really believe in this. I think this is cool. Let's just throw this and see if it goes in the net.
Yes.
That is when it can be fun. But it does take some time.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that it's bringing an element of play. And it's like, okay, you know, I'm going to throw the pasta at the wall. I'm going to see what sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, that I think that piece about not being attached to outcome is so critical, because I've explained, and I use my hands a lot, and so I really view that whole piece about being attached to outcome, it's like putting on the brakes. You know, when you get really attached to the outcome and you're like clenched down on it, that is like throwing a boulder in the river.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's just a complete game stopper. So it's like throwing it out there and then like, okay, let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So I love that, you know, bringing that element of play and curiosity and just releasing attachment to outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So powerful.
And I think that that's the piece. So just to kind of recap, yes, do your research, but don't use it to compare and despair, and don't let it override your body compass. Practice using your body compass with everything, including pricing. It can save you a lot of drama, a lot of drama.
Yeah.
Self-coach yourself around any reservations you have that your mind comes up with. Don't forget to have a sense of fun and play with it, because after all, that's why many of us got into this business, was to approach life and work and passion in a completely different way than the typical rat race, and practice letting go of attachment. Because honest to goodness, when I'm not attached, that's when everything works.
Oh, amen, right?
Yeah.
And that's the beauty, I think, of using the body compass, because, you know, people are like, well, how do you do that? How do you be non-attached? And I'm like, well, if I'm totally clear about the price, like if I feel awesome about the price, by the time I get to the point where I'm marketing and talking about it and inviting people in, I'm not even worried about the money.
No.
You know, I'm just like, how can I help you? Is this the right thing for you? And I'm not even thinking about the numbers anymore, because I've already done all that work on the front end.
True.
Right?
True. Beautifully explained. Beautifully explained. So,
oh, great.
I think just what I want to encourage you guys listening to this to do is to, if you're feeling still confused, go through these steps, play around with it a little bit, get with your coaching buddies, you know, coaching groups, cohorts, and reach out and get coached by one of your master coaches or instructors, so that you can start getting clean and clear about these things, because the world needs your art. And getting tripped up on pricing is a sad, sad place for a coach to be.
It is. Oh, because Susan and I'm speaking for Susan, and I don't even think I've ever heard her say this, but I'm sure she's going to agree with me, because we want you to make a fantastic living doing the work that you love to do.
Absolutely. Amen.
I knew you were going to agree with me.
That's right. Yes, absolutely. And just to wrap up my little story, my husband no longer questions me about what I can charge for what. He's just like, damn, girl, I'm just going to carry your luggage from now on.
Awesome. I love it.
All right. Well, thank you, Nona. And we will see all these lovelies in class.
All right.